The king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the king of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel to a brand new silsila a wonderful silsila a wonderful program in the remembrance of Sayyiduna Ghausul Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi the silsila named King of Baghdad Inshallah Azza wa Jal in this beautiful silsila we will learn about various aspects of the life of Sayyiduna Ghausul Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Inshallah Azza wa Jal Do make intention to watch the silsila from beginning to the end. There are so many points to learn, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Bring your children closer. Inshallah, let's learn about who Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam was. What a personality he was. What were his attributes? What kind of a characteristic did he have? Inshallah, it is an opportunity. Let's not miss out. But inshallah, before we start off by learning about few aspects of the life of Sayyidina Ghausul Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding sending salutations upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me once, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. He raises 10 of his sins and elevates his station by 10 ranks. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we all know, that Sayyiduna Ghausul Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is a leader for millions of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the muhabba, the love of Sayyidi Ghausul Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So we often hear the title, the King of Awliya. Master of Awliya. But what do we mean when we say a wali or a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the station of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In fact, even before that, who is in fact a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah azza wa jal, briefly we will learn regarding the definition of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadru al-Sharia بدر الطريقة حضرت علامہ مولانا مفتی محمد امجد علی اعظم رحمت اللہ تعالی علی mentioned that ولایت is the name of a certain a special proximity a special closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows it upon the chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala حضرت سیدنا امام فخرالدین رازی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی also defines wilayat, the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully. He says that wilayat is a special nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means wilayat, proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is bestowed upon a person. It is not something which a person may earn due to worship, due to ibadat, due to having taqwa, due to having knowledge. It is something which is gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Sayyidina Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, says that wilayat is not something which you can earn it. It is in fact because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahle Sunnat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further mentions, but yes, because of one's effort, that path of wilayat may become easier for him. It does not mean that if we cannot become wali out of our efforts, we should stop trying for it. A person who strives for it, a person who tries in this path with his worship, with his ibadat, with his zikr, with his acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with salah, with nawafil, a person who keeps trying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the ways for him. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then quotes a verse from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So we should try that inshallah azza wa jal, we try with our ibadat, we try with our zikr and azkar, we try with learning of ilm-e-deen, that inshallah azza wa jal, at least we can come on that track. Once we are successful in coming on that track, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of mercy. Now regarding vilayat, what is the standard and what is the excellence of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have learned that a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with a special proximity. But when a person gets to that level of special nearness and proximity, what is the excellence then? Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Beware, for indeed the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not fear nor do they grieve. These are believers and God-fearing, Allah-fearing. They have taqwa. These are those people who are believers and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassir al-Shahir, Khalifa of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, writes in the commentary of this blessed verse of the Holy Quran that the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fulfills, who makes sure that his fara'id are in order, gets the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stays involved in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his heart is fulfilled, his heart is illuminated with the recognition and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him those levels which are mentioned in the Quranic verses and the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Anfal, إِنْ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. So we learn from this that amongst the conditions of wilayat is taqwa, is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning a kafir cannot be a wali, meaning a fajir, a sinner, or an open sinner cannot be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has to be Allah fearing, a person has to be muttaqi, a person has to be pious, a person has to be obedient to the sharia, a person should be fulfilling the fara'id, then only a person can go to the stages of wilayat. So amongst the conditions is the fulfillment of sharia and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many verses in the Holy Quran which highlight the status of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's look at what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An amazing narration reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, a servant of mine fulfills the fara'id, fulfills the obligatory worship to the extent that he comes very close to me. And then he remains busy with the nawafil, the voluntarily prayers, until he becomes so close to me that I become his ears with which he hears. I become his eyes with which he sees. I become his hands with which he holds. Now what does this mean? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person gets so close to me, he gets such a proximity with me, such a closeness and nearness with me, that I become his eyes with which he sees. I become his ears with which he listens. I become his hands with which he holds. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, mentions in Tafsir al-Kabir, and Sayyidina Qadi Ayaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, mentions in Shifa Sharif, a very famous book, regarding the commentary of this Hadith-e-Paak, what is meant by this Hadith-e-Paak. Thus it is mentioned that a person gets such closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience makes him so close that he loses himself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning he is not worried about himself, he is not worried about his desires, he has overpowered his nafs, and he has completely submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that level, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is such upon that person that when that person sees, it is through the divine light blessed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sees. That is because of the divine mercy and light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon that person through which he sees. And that seeing is also to this level that Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentions it so beautifully. إِذَا صَارَ نُورُ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ لَهُ سَمْعًا سَمِعَ الْقَرِيبَ وَالْبَعِيدَ. That hearing power becomes such blessed, it becomes such powerful, that friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can equally hear what is far and what is near. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh further states, وَإِذَا صَارَ نُورُ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ لَهُ بَصْرًا رَأَى الْقَرِيبَ وَالْبَعِيدَ. That his eyesight also becomes such powerful, it becomes such blessed, that the person can equally see far and near. And then Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh also states, وَإِذَا صَارَ ذَلِكَ النُّورُ يَدَلَّهُ قَدَّرَ عَلَى التَّصَرُّفِ فِي صَعْبِ وَالسَّهْلِ وَالْقَرِيبِ وَالْبَعِيدِ. That the person is blessed with such power of holding, he is blessed with such power of grasping, that he can easily tackle what is easy and what is hard and what is near and what is far. Now, to easily understand this, meaning to understand this hadith-e-paak, and in light of this hadith-e-paak, we heard the narration of this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but to understand it more easily, we will listen to a few examples. And then inshallah azza wa jal, the meaning of this hadith, that what does it mean? That a person can hear what is far, a person can hear what is near, a person can hold what is far, a person can hold what is near. What does it mean? What sort of a power is this? What sort of a blessing is this? Subhanallah. Look at the beautiful example about Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that 1,400 miles away where Sayyidina Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in a battlefield, and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, thousands of miles away from the minbar of khutbah, proclaimed, Ya Sariyatul Jabal, that, O Sariya, beware of the mountain, be careful of what's coming from that direction. And this is miles away, thousands of miles away. So this is due to the karam, due to the barakat, due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was granted to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Another beautiful example, subhanallah, regarding our master, our peer o murshid, Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani mentions himself in Qasida Ghawtiya, نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ بِلَادِ اللَّهِ جَمْعًا كَخَرْدَلَةٍ عَلَىٰ حُكْمِ اتِّصَالِ. That I look at the cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all together like as if a mustard seed on my palm. Where did this power come from? This power has come from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is bestowed upon such individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proximity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness bring them towards this level. These are the awliya Allah. This is the status of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't we hear Sayyidina Ghawsul Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that none of my murid shall die without tawbah. So that is due to the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haven't we heard that Huzur Ghawsul Faruq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that if my murid, if my follower is in difficulty in one part of the world and I am in another part of the world, I will come to his help. So this is what it means, that far and near become no difference. Easy and hard become no difference, because the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. Now, another beautiful point which we get to learn here, And this will be a message of today's episode that we learn from the verses of the Holy Quran. We learn from the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person fulfills his fard ibadat, a person fulfills his nafil ibadat, then only such proximity is bestowed upon him. Now, how will a person fulfill the fard ibadat? How will a person fulfill the nafil ibadat? How will a person be muttaqi? How will a person be pious? How will a person be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously, when he knows what is haram, when he knows what is halal, when he knows what is right, when he knows what is wrong, when he knows what are the boundaries of Sharia, when he knows what are the laws and ahkamat of Sharia, that means ilmadi, the knowledge of deen, basic knowledge of deen is among the necessary elements of being a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a jahil, a person who is ignorant, a person who is not firm on Sharia, a person who is fasik, a person whose iman is not correct, a person who is not performing salah, for instance, then how can he be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is firm on Islam, is he who is educated about the Sharia, is he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the love of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we keep away from those who speak ill of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the coming episodes, we will learn about the master of the awliya Allah, about the kings of awliya Allah. Keep watching the King of Baghdad, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad.